Today's shiur is Masechta Metziah Daf Hey, and we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, six lines from the top. Toshma. As we've been learning in our shiurim, the Torah Kedusha teaches us that somebody who's a moed of a mixer, somebody who makes a partial admission, is chayav a shvua. But in our previous shiur, Rav Sheish has introduced the concept that if the person who makes the partial admission, the moed of a mixus, says heilich, says to the person who has a claim against him that the amount that he is admitting to, you should just take, then it would not be considered a moed of a mixus. There would be no chiyuv shvuah. And as we learned, the explanation for that opinion is because Rav Sheisha says then the part that on the part that he's admitting, he's saying take it, and since he's saying take it, he has no further obligation, and on the part that he's not admitting to, he's a koi for a koi. So therefore, that won't be considered a situation of a moed of a mixus, and therefore he said that heilich is part of from shvuah. And the Gemara has been discussing this concept that Rav Sheshes has introduced. Toshma says the Gemara, Tani Rami Bechama, Abba Shoimrim Tzrichin Kfir B'Mixus V'Yidav B'Mixus. We know that the Torah, as we're going to learn in a moment, speaks about the four types of shomrim. And the Torah says that all of these four shomrim, in order to be chayev a shvua, if the owner of the object that they were watching comes and asks for his object, and they make a claim that they don't have it, midaraisa, the only time the mechuyev a shvua is when they were moedim and mixus. Who are the four shomrim? Shem chinam, shoyl, noisa socher, vasoicher. In all these cases, the halach is that in order to be chayiv shvua, you have to make, you have to be moed b'mixus. And says the Gemara, lav, hechidami, is what is the case where they have to make the shvua? Lav dam le heilach. That's including a situation that he said heilach. So isn't that a proof that even in a case of heilach, a shvua must be taken? Says the Gemara, loy. Because that's the simple example, that the person who left something with me asked me to give it back, and I admitted partially, and that part that I admitted to, I'm saying I'm ready to give it right back to you, and the other part I'm completely denying, says Merloi. That is not the case. Rather, the case is, Domle Shalish Paras Masati Loch, I gave you three cows to watch. Mesa Kulam Bipshia, and the claim is that I was negligent and they all died. Vamali Ihu, and the Shomer responds, Chada, on one cow, Lahayud Vam Oilam, you never gave it to me. Vachada, and one of those cows, Mesa Ba'inus. And on that, he swears, the halacha is that you have to make a Shvuas HaShomerim. The definition of a Shvuas HaShomerim is that you swear that you did not shloi sholach bayad, that I did watch it properly. V'chada meis v'pshia bina shlimalach. And then he's admitting that one of them, I was indeed negligent. This is a situation, says the Gemara, d'lav heilachu, because he is not admitting that the animal that he's admitting, he's not admitting heilach, take it. All he's saying is, I do admit that I owe you for that animal. So it's certainly not a case of heilach. And still, the Torah is saying that you make a shvua, and that's where the Torah says you make the shvua moed of a mixus. There could well be, suggests the Gemara, that if it weren't that way, the halacha would be that he would be chayiv, that if the halacha would not, if that weren't the case, then he would be chayiv because it would be heilach. The Gemara goes back, as we learned in our previous shiurim in Daf Gimel, we learned that Reb Chiya taught us two halachas. One halacha Reb Chiya taught us is that when somebody says that, just like when somebody is a moed of a mixus, the Torah Kedusha says that a moed of a mixus has to make a shvuah. So too, if there are two edim against the person who the claim is being made, who are backing a claim of moed of a mixus, they have to make a shvuah. So the Gemara asks on that halacha. Toshma, the Braisa teaches us, the Tanavua, the Rabbi Toiki, The father of Turkey taught us Rabchia, on the first halacha that Rabchia taught us, where somebody says to somebody, Asmanali biyotcha, you owe me 100 dollars, v'hama v'ala amma, en li biyadei klum. I don't owe you anything. And the Edom say, yes, certainly you still owe 150 dollars. Yachol yishav al ashar, that he should have to swear, even on the part that he should have to swear in it. Tamalam al kol avedi shayim kuzeh, that if he admits that there's alocha, that's when you have to make a shvu moedim mixes. So what do we learn from this price, to suggest the Gemara? Al-Hadas pivatim chayvay, when he made the mission, that's when you have to make, that's when the halacha moedim b'mixas kicks in. V'etim chayvay al-Hadas edim. But if the moedim b'mixas is created through edim, then there is no din of moedim b'mixas. So the question is, how could you, Rav Chia, have been learning, this halacha, that you don't have to swear, with Edom back up the claim, you'll have to swear. This brisa clearly indicates that you don't do moedim b'mixas only when it was the aid him, when the person himself answers the Gemara. Masnisa karamislei adra Rabchia, you're asking a question from this brisa Rabchia. Rabchia tanahu palik, says the Gemara. Rabchia is a tana, and Rabchia has the same status as the brisa. And since Rav Chia has the same status as the Braisa, he has a right to disagree, and he holds that even with Edom, it's considered a Moedim Mixus. But ask the Gemara, yes, Rav Chia has the right to argue with a Braisa, because he has the status of a Tana. But ask the Gemara, Krokoma, he's backing up his contention with a Pasuk. Says the Gemara, that Pasuk is coming to teach us, Hahu L'Moedim Mixus Atayna. They're coming to teach us the basic halacha moedim b'mixas, and then says Rav Chia, once we have the basic halacha moedim b'mixas, we extend to say it a kav chomer as we've been learning be'edim. Says the Gemara, Avud Rav Abtropki, who clearly disagrees with Rav Chia, Avud Rav Abtropki amloch, ksiv hu, the Torah says the word hu, ksiv zeh, ki hu zeh, chad, one is coming to teach us the moedim b'mixas ataina, that you have to swear, the chad, and the other pasuk is coming to teach us that only if the person to whom against the claim is being made is moedim b'mixas, is there halacha of shvua, but not by ados edim the potter. So ask the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying that there's two psukim, one to teach us the basic halacha moedim b'mixas, and one to teach us the other halacha that you don't say moedim b'mixas, but you don't say based Moedim b'mixas and Edom. Ask the Gemara, but Rav Chia, who doesn't agree, and Rav Chia, who holds that there is Moedim b'mixas, the halacha Moedim b'mixas even applies by Edom, what will he do with these two psukim? Says the Gemara, Chad, l'moedim b'mixas taina, one to teach us the basic halacha of Moedim b'mixas, the Chad, to teach us l'moedim b'mina taina. In order to be chayif of Moedim b'mixas, there have to be that the claim and the admission are on the same issue. As we're going to learn right now, that Gemara often speaks about Tana Bechitin, if the claim was about wheat, and he admitted regarding barley, that is not considered a situation on Moedim b'mixas, and we'll explain in a moment why. Vidach, he says, the other Tana doesn't agree. He says there is no halacha of moedim b'mixas lesley. He doesn't hold that the claim and the counterclaim have to be over the same subject. Because Savalei Rav Gamliel, because he actually holds like Rav Gamliel, the Tanan, Rav Gamliel's opinion is Tana Chitin, if the claim was about grain, the Hoytle B'Soyrim, and he admitted about barley potter. Rav Gamliel Mechayiv, so Rav Chia says, I don't need a pasuk to teach us the halacha of Tana Bechitin, moedim b'Soyrim, because I actually hold that you're going to be chayiv. So we have here a very fundamental machloikis. What is the halacha by Tana Bechitin v'hoydaloi b'soirim? The Rishonim Tosfos points out that even Rav Gamliel that says yechayiv, all he means to say is yechayiv to make a shvua, but you wouldn't have to pay for the soirim If Tana Bechitna Haid B'Sairim, you wouldn't have to pay for Sairim. Why is the halacha, according to the Chachamim, that Tana Bechitna Haid B'Sairim is Potter? So Rashi explains, because since there was no claim to me about Sairim, so I never, it's even if there was Sairim as part of this transaction, since you didn't make a claim to me on those Sairim, it's understood or it's implicit that you were Maida for the, that you were Michael the Sairim, you forgave me, and therefore I don't have to pay it. The Ramah says that as long as there was no claim to me on the Sairim, and I admitted to the Sairim, so there was a concept that we learned at the end of Masechet Bava Kamma, and that is the concept of Meshat Anibach. I could say I wasn't serious. So since you never made a claim to me on the Sairim, and now I did admit on the Sairim, I could say Meshata Anibach. The Rosh says, which is very similar to Rashi's Pshat, that since there was never claimed to me for the Sairim, so it's like a Hadar, we've learned many times in Halacha, that Hadar's Baldin Kamei Edom. An admission is considered like Kamei Edom. And if you didn't ask for the Sairim, it's an admission that I don't owe you Sairim. And since it's considered lahalocha, as if there is an admission that I don't owe you Sairim, so therefore that is stronger than any other claim that you can make, and therefore the halocha will be that I don't have to pay it. The Yalkut Gershuni asks a question. The Pasuk says, V'yoyma Avram Elakim, Lu Yishma Yichl Fanecha. And Rashi says, Yichya Birasecha, Avram Avinu Da'vinta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should remain a Yerushamayim. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond to Avram Avinu? Lishma Shmaticha, Hine Barachti Yosai, Vafresi Yotai, Mibesi Yosai, B'moyin Ma'oid, Shnei Masim Nesim Yoylid, V'nesatav L'kol Gadol. So ask the Yalka Gershuni, Avram Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Yira, that he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Yishmael should be a Yira Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered that he'll multiply. Why isn't that considered a case of Tanu Chitin for Hoidloi B'Sairim? And we're learning now that that's not the way people are supposed to negotiate, not the way people are supposed to speak. So Yaakov Gershuni says, the Gemara Masech, the Brochus, that Flam Gimel Amabes teaches us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim, Chutz Meira Shemayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram Avinu, or you're asking that your son should have Yira Shemayim. Why does he need to have, what is the biggest obstacle for Yira Shemayim? When people get busy with all the different things that we're busy with in this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, I'm going to make him wealthy, I'm going to give him everything he needs. And since I'm going to make him wealthy and give him everything he needs, so he'll have the ability to fulfill what you want, Yira Shemayim. In other words, what he's saying is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chutz miYira Shemayim. I can't give him directly Yira Shemayim. But what I could do is set the stage that he should have a life where Yira Shemayim will come easy to him. And what will be that way? By having all these material things. It says, Mahu Raya, there was a shepherd. Every day, they would give him animals, sheep to watch, and they would be careful that they would be given to him in front of Edom to make sure that there's no argument, and he had to give it back in front of Edom. Yom Echad, says the Gemara Moshe Lebelei Sadi, they gave it to him without any Edom. The soif, and at the night, in the evening, when the owners of the sheep came and wanted their animals back, Amalu, he said to them, Lo hayu dvar ma'olam, never happened. Also Sahadi, and Edom came, that said, Asida bay, dochot hatam night, that he ate two of the sheep. Amar Rav Zeir comments, Im isla Rav Chia kamaisa, if we follow the first halacha that Rav Chia taught us in his two kavachaymers, that even when you have Edom backing you up, it's considered a case of Moedim Mixus. Mishtaba Ashara. So this is a case, therefore, of Moedim Mixus, and he has to swear. Omle Abai, so Abai says, Im Isa Mishtaba, how could you suggest that he should swear v'gazlanu, If this person ate up two of the animals that he was entrusted to watch, so he's a gazlan. And since he's a gazlan, we can't let him swear. Answers. The Gemara Amalei, so Rav Zeira responded, what I meant to say was, Shekeneg the Kamina. I didn't mean that he should swear. The Chazal instituted a halacha that if somebody is obligated to, normally the halacha is, that how does the Shvu Deraisa work? The Shvu Deraisa works is somebody has a claim to me that I owe him money. So when I'm obligated to make a Shvu Deraisa, I make the Shvu and I don't pay. Here, because the Roya was a person who can't make a Shvu because of his dishonesty, so we turn the table and we say that the other one has to swear. So the Shittim Kubetzis points out that why does the Gemara have to give us this entire background that who that every day there were Edom and today there weren't Edom? What is that relevant? So he says that even though this Roya was a person who they obviously didn't trust, because every day he was a person that they only gave him animals to watch with Edom, still the Gemara is suggesting that he would have to make a Shvua. The Rashba says that if there were no Edom, shouldn't that be a proof that he didn't get any animals to watch today? Because if he got animals to watch today, they always have Edom. And today there are no Edom. Teaches us the Gemara that that doesn't disqualify the Edom. And if the Edom come, the Gemara is saying, we take what they say seriously. Says the Gemara, why did Rav Zeira have to teach us that the Shvu is transferred? Hashtag Nami Leisad Rav Chiyah, even without Rav Chiyah, Nechayvei, he should have to make a Shvu based on what Rav Nachman taught us. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masech, the Shvu, Stav Olam, Chesom Abay says, if somebody comes over to you and says, Mana li biyotcha, you owe me money, and I say, Ein lecha biyada, I owe you nothing. Potter, you're potter from Shvua. V'amar Rav Nachman says, no, there's a new Shvua that, yes, with the Raisa, there is no requirement to make a Shvua, but the Rabbanan instituted a new Shvua, and that's a Shvua's Hesed. Meshbin Oysoi, Shvua's Hesed. Shvua's Hesed means that a person was drawn into making the Shvua. And here too, the Gemara, Rav Nachman is saying that people don't approach other people. This is the basis for Rav Nachman's opinion. People don't approach other people and say, you owe me money, unless there's something true there. And if there's a denial, you have to make a Shvua. Answers the Gemara. So it doesn't make a difference if it's considered a case of Moedim and Mixus or not. Even if it's not a case of Moedim and Mixus, it's still a case of Shvua's Hesus. Answers the Gemara. Rav Nachman Takantahi. This whole halacha Shvua's Hesus is only a din drabonin, as we just described. The Takanta la Takanta loy avdinin. Since it's only drabonin, the Chazal did not make this Shvua such so strong. And even though a Roya is not normally believed to make a Shvua, as we're learning, but since his obligation here to make a Shvua is a only the Rabbanon, we don't say that, well, if you're not trusted, we're going to turn the Shvua on the other play, on the other person. That far we don't do. So Gemara introduced now a new concept, and that's Takanta la Takanta loy avdinan. So the Shal Satshuvas Chacham Tzvi uses this concept for interesting Shaila. We know that we live in a world of the Chaim de Reino Gershom. Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom says, a man may not marry two women. So the question is, what is the halacha if a man's brother passed away? And because of that, he has to do Yibum Mechalitza with his sister-in-law. He died without children. And he has to do Yibum Mechalitza. And he hasn't done the Yibum Mechalitza. May he marry his kala? May he marry his bride? Is there an argument to be made that the whole chiyuv, that it's only a Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom that you may not have two wives? Here he doesn't have two wives. What he has here is zika to a yevama and marrying a wife. So says the Chacham Tzvi that The halacha is that we don't say, the halacha here we don't say is that since the whole thing of the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom is not a deraisa, we don't expand it, make takana letakana. The Gemara here discusses that this roya was a gazlin, and because this roya was a gazlin, he cannot be trusted for a shvua. So the Chashuki Chemed says a very interesting, discusses a very interesting situation, that there was a wedding taking place, and the person who was making the wedding went and hired a mashgiach, a special mashgiach to be mashgiach for this wedding, for the kashrus of the wedding. In the middle of the wedding, the caterer notices that he's missing some crates of chicken. But he says, maybe I'll have a way to determine who took these crates of chicken, because I have a security system, I have a video camera in my kitchen. And they put on the video camera, and they notice how this mashgiach is taking those crates of chicken and stealing them. And now the question is, the mashgiach after the wedding comes to the person who's making the wedding and say, I was the mashgiach here at the wedding, you need to pay me for my job. And the Baal Simcha says, I have to pay you for your job. Are you a person I can rely on? You're obviously a ganef. So the question is, does he get paid? Was the fact that he's obviously a thief make him unreliable? And because he's unreliable, he can't be appointed a mashliach. So he quotes his father-in-law, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, quotes his father-in-law, Rabbi Yosef Zatzal, who says that just because a person is identified to having done something wrong, doesn't mean that, and we're going to have this concept more often in our shiurim, doesn't mean that he's completely considered a rasha and he's considered totally unreliable. What he explains is there are people who unfortunately are in difficult situations. And because these people are in difficult situations, they do things which they shouldn't do and they normally wouldn't do. They come to rationalize doing things that they shouldn't do. But that doesn't mean, and of course, what they're doing is wrong. Nobody could suggest any other way. But even though what they're doing is wrong, we can't say that that means that they're totally unreliable. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef Zatzal said that even though, of course, as we keep on repeating, what he did was very wrong, it doesn't mean that he can't be a mashgiach, that doesn't mean that he couldn't be a mashgiach, and that he's not deserving of his pay. I saw that this concept of takanta le takanta is not applicable in all situations, that Chazal applied this. The halacha we know is that because of chinuch, we teach our children to daven. We also know the halacha is that if somebody misses a tefillah, if somebody misses marav, he davens two shachris. If somebody misses shachris, he davens two minchas. The question is that if there was a child who missed a marav or missed a shachris, does he have to daven the second tefillah twice? And there are poskim that want to suggest that no, because the whole chiyuv of a child davening is not really something that they're absolutely obligated to do. It's only because of reasons of chinuch. So we can now maybe apply the concept of takanta le takanta, takanta le takanta loy avdinen. But I saw that is an opinion of some paiskim, the Shas Chuvus, Kinyan Tari Ba'alocha. But the Shas Chuvus, Lahiris Nosson, says that that isn't necessarily the alocha. He says, because part of the chinuch in the mitzvah of tefillah, he suggests, is to teach a child that if you miss a tefillah, you make it up. So since that's part of the chinuch that we have to do when we teach our children to be mispalel, so of course that the halacha should be taught to the child as well, even though his chiyuv in davening is only a chiyuv drabonim. That's the Gemara. But we have a different question. Why he should not be able to swear? Typically, the avalei roya. This individual was a shepherd. Vam Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda teaches us, stam roya, if you have a shepherd, The halach is, he's possible, he's disqualified from making a shvua. Answers, the Gemara lokasha. Had the day, when he's taking care of his own animals. So there we need to be concerned that he's anxious to take care of his animals, and he's going to let his animals wander into other people's fields. Had the alma, but if it's not his own animal, so there we don't have to be concerned that he's going to take his animals to other people's field, because there is no concern. Why should he do that? He's getting paid anyway. And the Gemara says, it must be that way. Because otherwise, how can we ever give our animals to the Raya to watch? Doesn't the Torah HaKadosh say, there's a chazaka, ein adam chayte v'loy loy. A person does avera, but he only does an avera when he's going to benefit. If he's not going to benefit, then it's not considered, then we don't have to be concerned. So our Gemara now has introduced a new concept, and that is the concept of chazaka ein adam chayte v'loy loy. So the Ksav Sofer uses this concept of chazaka ein adam chayte v'loy loy to explain the famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Hillel Zaken said to the Nochri that wanted to become a ger on the condition that he should be taught kol ha'Torah kula regel achas. So Hillel told him, "Mada aloch sani, what you don't want done to you, lechavrich leisavet, don't do to someone else." Vidach prusha zul gemur. And the rest is just an explanation. The rest of the Torah is just an explanation. So of course, ask the Ksav Sofer, how do we understand that Gemara? So he says that if a person does an Aveira, so when a person does an Aveira, he of course affects himself, but he also affects all of Klal Yisrael. Because of the concept of Klal Yisrael Areim Zeh LaZeh, then when somebody does an Aveira, even I, who did not in any way participate in the Aveira, I'm considered as having done the Aveira. So Hillel told the Sker, every time you do an Aveira, what you should think of before you do the Aveira, maybe I have something to gain from doing the Aveira. But the other person has nothing to gain from having done that Aveira. So why should, if that person is not going to gain, the Gemara says now that if you have nothing to gain from doing an Aveira, then you don't have to worry about the Aveira. So that's why if you have that in mind every time, you'll never come to do an Aveira. The Teresh Yeshua says that Ein Adam Chayte V'loy Loy is the Rosh Tevis of Elul. That a person, Ein Adam Chayte, when is the time that a person does not do an Aveira? V'loy Loy. Elul is the time where we watch ourselves not to do an Aveira, and since we watch ourselves not to do an Aveira, that's how we'll be able to come to the Yom and the Roim clean and ready to have the Ksiva V'Chsima Taiva. There was, the Cheshuk Echemed discusses a situation where somebody invited a guest who wasn't religious to stay in his home. And the guest came, and he told the guest, "I'm inviting you for Shabbos." But he tells this guest, "You know, we don't drive on Shabbos. We don't take a bus or a train on Shabbos. I'm only inviting you if on the condition that you're going to sleep over at my home, not drive home afterwards." So the guest said, "Fine, I understand that condition, and I'll come to your house based on that condition. However," he says, "I have an elderly mother who's very concerned about me, and if she doesn't hear about me from me, she's going to be concerned. So I call her every day." That means he's going to call her on Shabbos. So the question is, let's understand the situation, says the Cheshuk Echemed. On one hand, by inviting this guest for Shabbos, number one, I could have a positive influence. Maybe he'll come closer to Torah Mitzvahs. Number two, besides for this one Aveira of calling his mother and using the telephone on Shabbos, the rest of Shabbos, he'll be Shomer Shabbos. So what is the halacha? So he suggests that of course the best thing is that he should try to teach this person to make the phone call in a way that isn't Chil Shabbos Daraisa. But then he continues to say that our Gemara is teaching us that Ein Adam Chayt V'Lo Loi. A person does Averis, but we have to be careful to make sure that we don't create a situation where he's going to do Averis. And maybe therefore we shouldn't invite him. On the other hand, he says that we have to analyze the situation. He says, if by us inviting him, we're causing him to do something, an Aveira, which he wouldn't have normally done, then we shouldn't invite him. But if we're not, he's going to call his mother anyway. But all the other things that he would normally do in Shabbos, he's not going to do, then the halacha is that perhaps we should invite him. Therefore, he gives an interesting example. He says, let's say there's someone who's trying to have a positive influence on somebody who's not religious. So he goes to visit that person on Shabbos, and he comes to his house, and he knocks on the door. He knocks on the door, and when if I'm going to knock on your door, you're going to open the light before you open the door to let me in, which you might not have done, had I not knocked on the door. In such a situation, he suggests that maybe you're not allowed to go visit him. And even though your purpose of visiting him is so positive, you shouldn't be doing so because you're causing him to do Chilul Shabbos. The Gemara says that Stam Roya is Pasul. But we find, explains the Taldus Yitzchak, that who was Moshe Rabbeinu? The Pasuk says, Moshe Yoroya Etzoin Yisroi Chosnoi. So he says that the Pyre is teaching us that only we learned in our Gemara that when is a Roya apostle? When he's Roya Behemoth of the day, when he's the shepherd of his own animal, because he wants to save money, he lets his animals wander into other people's field. But the Torah goes out of the way to tell us regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, or Moshe Roya Tzoyin Yisrei Chaisnai. It was somebody else's animals. And the Gemara just taught us that when you're doing somebody else's animals, we don't have to worry that he's going to let them water into somebody else. The Gemara taught us, Ein Adam Chayte V'loy Loy. So the Rabbeinu Yoina explains that it's important in life to have good friends. And he says the purpose of having good friends is in a number of situations. One is for learning Torah, as the Gemara Masechta Tainis teaches us, I learned much Torah from my Rebbe, and I learned more from Mechaveri. One is, the next point is that if I have good friends, so even if I maybe want to do an Aveira, but I associate with good people, so I'm going to be embarrassed to do Aveira in front of them. And the third purpose is to have a friend that will give me good advice. If I don't know what to do and I ask a friend for advice, my friend gives me positive advice. And that's what it says here. Ein adam chayta v'loy loy. If you don't have a friend and you're only on your own, you're going to very likely do an Aveira. The Altaf Sabotka in his Sefer says that look at the world, how the world has changed. Our Gemara has taught us Ein adam chayta v'loy loy. A person doesn't do an Aveira unless he has something to gain from it. He says, in the world that they lived in, even a person who was a Baal Aveira didn't just do Aveiras. There was only time that somebody did an Aveira is when he had something to gain from the Aveira. He says, we live in a world that Aveiras have become common to us. What does it mean that it has become common to us? That we do Aveiras even if we have no personal gain. And that's why he says we have to be careful and try to do better. So we started the Mishnah, we started the Masechta. Shnai Moichs Metals, two people holding on to Talus. Zayim Animitzasiya. One says, I found it. Zayim Animitzasiya. And the other person says, I am the one that found it. Zayim Akul Shali. Zayim Akul Shali. Zay Yishavish Elipachs Mechetzi. Each one has to swear that they don't own less than 50%. V'yachloiku. And then they'll divide the tariffs. Ask the Gemara. Which half are they swearing on? Al the islay mishtaba? Ask the Gemara, are they swearing about the 50% that... Ask the Gemara, which half? Al the islay mishtaba? Does he swear on the half that he's holding on to? Or al the lesley mishtaba? Does he swear on the half that he's not holding on to? And the question here is that maybe do we make him swear that what he's holding on to is his? Or do we make him say that the other half is not mine, but 50% is mine? The Mishnah actually says Rav Huna was concise. But really what he's supposed to say is Shvu Shiesh Liba, that I have a king of Shvu, that I own part of his talus, and Eliba Pachs Mechatzia, and the part that I have is at least 50%. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Neymar, he's claiming that the entire talus is his. So why do we make him swear to back up his claim? He's saying Shvu Shkula Shali. He should have to make a Shvu that the entire talus is mine. Says the Gemara, how can we make him make a shvua, which we're not going to do? Where the Mishnah just said, we just learned it, that we're not going to give him more than 50%. Says the Gemara, the Nishba, the name is, why don't we make him say, shvua shechetzi shali, that 50% is mine. Says the Gemara, you can't make him say that either, because he's saying that the entire talus is his. And now you're telling him to make a shvua, which contradicts what he says. He says that I own 100% and now you're making him make a shvua that he owns 50%. But ask the Gemara, if that's your concern, then the wording that the Mishnah suggested also doesn't work. Hashtanami marle de bura. It also doesn't work with what he's saying. Domar, he's saying kulishali, that the entire talus is me, or the vrechem, that you don't believe me, shvu sheyesh liba, I'm going to make a shvu that I own it, v'enli ba pachas mechatzia, and I don't have less than 50%. And of course the Tosfos Rid says that the Gemara never meant that he should say this entire speech. Rather, what the Gemara meant to say was that when he says, v'enli ba pachas mechatzia, that's all what he meant to say. And the question is, that's not what he's saying. Says the Gemara, if this person is holding on to the talus, and this person is holding on to the talus, Shvu Zulama, why do we need a Shvua? Let everybody just take the half that he owns. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shvu Zut Takanas Chachamim. This is a new Shvua that Chazal introduced, because Chazal were concerned that we shouldn't have a situation where everybody grabs somebody else's talus, and then says it's my talus. Ask the Gemara, if that's your concern, that's what people are going to do, so ask the Gemara, Neymar, why don't we say, if we're concerned that this person is going to take something that he doesn't belong to him, so chashad namishvasa. Answers the Gemara, Laimri. We don't necessarily say that migad chashad mamayna chashad shvuasa. That just because a person may take something that doesn't belong to him, he'll also swear falsely. Delay temahacha. Haida amar rachmana. When we've been learning in our shurim that the Torah teaches us that maidva mixes atani yishava. So, and obviously, when we tell this person, maidva mixes, that he has to swear, we're obviously making him swear because we don't necessarily believe what he's saying. So why don't we say that, well, how can we let him swear? Neymar, why should we be concerned that migad the chashem amayna chashem shvasai? Answers the Gemara, as we learned earlier. When we learned the halacha of maidva mixes, Rabbi explained that there the person is just trying to stall. He's just trying to buy time. He's only making the shvu because he's trying to stall, as Rabbi taught us. And says, the Gemara Teda, I'll prove to you that this is correct. If somebody denies that he owes the money, he's still kosher to aid him. Even though we know that he swore falsely. B'kodim, but if he swears falsely about B'kodim, posel edus. How do we understand this distinction? The reason that there's such a distinction is because a person who owes money is not that he doesn't want to pay. He's just trying to postpone the payment. And that's why he doesn't become a rasha. But if I'm watching something that belongs to someone else, and then I say I don't have it and I swear falsely, I had no... Why? That's... I'm a rasha. Says the Gemara, Ella, Hadutani Rami Bachama. Ask the Gemara, Rami Bachama, says the Gemara, Rami Bachama teaches us, the Abram Shemrim, that as we learned at the beginning of our shir, the Torah identifies four Shemrim, and all of them, Tzrichim, Kfir B'mitzvah, in order to be Chai V'Shvu M'daraisa, they have to have Kfir B'mitzvah, the Kedah B'mitzvah. You have to be Maida B'mitzvah. Who are the four Shemrim? Shemachinim V'Asharil Nesuch V'Asaycher. But why, ask the Gemara, that's a Bikadim. And why don't we say on these people, if you don't trust them, why don't we say, me the chashav amayin, the chashav ashvuasa? And why does the Torah tell them to make a shvua a might of a mixus? And there you can't say it's a milva and he's just trying to buy time. It's a bikadin. Answers the Gemara, hasam nami. In those cases also, all he's trying to do is just a shtamuti kamishtamit. He's trying to buy time. Because the object that he was asked to watch was stolen. And Savri, he thinks to himself, Mishkach nil ganef, I'll catch the danef, but tefis nilay, and I'll be able to get back what was stolen. Inami, Mishkach nil ba'agam, what I was watching isn't here. The animal I was watching wandered off. Umesinilay, and give me a chance to bring it back. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, that even by Bekodin, we don't automatically disqualify you, because we say you had a reason to swear the way you swore. Yehoche akav mikodem and my posleidus. Why don't we say neimish damutikam mishdamet? He's just trying to bait time. The sover, and he's thinking to himself, ad bechashdu meshachalei. I'm swearing to get time to find the bekodem. Ki amrinen, says the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. Ki amrinen akav mikodem posleidus. When is the halacha that some is a kaif b'kodem posleidus? Ki going to osu saad v'sadbei. The case is not just that there are edim that are saying you're a liar, but the same testimony that he shot the Islam Kudim B'Yisa, you had to be cutting. So all these excuses that I just was looking to buy time don't apply in a case where I actually had to be cutting. And he still knew and he still lied. That's when Kaif B'Kodim is possible. But indeed in a case where there's a reason to say they were just trying to buy time, he wouldn't become possible. Inami, even more so, says the Gemara, a different raya, that just because somebody's choshed a moment doesn't mean he's choshed al shvua. Mehadam Rav Huna, the halacha is that Shem Esacha Chinam that said it was an oinus, and therefore he should not be held responsible. But as we're learning, the halacha is that they're only not held responsible if they make a shvua. So the halacha is, let's say, he says, you know what? I don't want to swear, I'll pay. The halacha is, mashbina yisa shvua shenim rishu. So he still has to make a shvua. Why? Because we're concerned that he really just wants to keep it. So he says, I'll pay. But he won't swear. But why do we say, v'neim amiga t'choshem emayna, because he's choshed to take something, he wants to keep something that doesn't belong to him. How can we believe his shvua? Answers the Gemara, Hasam Nami, the person doesn't become a Rasha because the person says to himself, Mayra v'omar, he's Mayra Heter. He says, I'm paying for it. So he doesn't look at himself as a terrible person. Omar v'amalei rach l'medifta l'ravina. But when you do this, v'ka'ava alav d'loi sachman, that's called Laisachmad, that you want to have something that doesn't belong to you. Answers the Gemara, Laisachmad inish b'lay dami mashmalu. People assume that when somebody over Laisachmad, that you shouldn't want something that belongs to someone else, when I don't pay. Here, as we just finished learning, he was willing to pay. And therefore, the person doesn't think that he's being over Laisachmad. So I saw that the Leif Simcha explains that why is Loisachmid, the Aveira, that people are most commonly over, the most commonly violate more than any other Avera. So he says a very powerful pshat. He says that the Gemara teaches us that every Dibur, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu said a Dibur, the smala kol olam, the entire world became saturated with that dima, with that dibur. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a ruach, he brought a wind, and it blew it away. He said, but that was only by the first nine. But the last one, by Leisachma, there was not going to be another dibur. Since there was not going to be another dibur, that's why that aveira of Leisachmaid was never blown away. And it's very much still in our world. Rabbi Akiva Eiger at Shuva discusses this concept, that when does a person become disqualified to be an aide and when doesn't he? So let's say he discusses a person who shaves with a razor, which of course we know is an Issa Deraisa. And then that person was asked to be an aide. Is he possible? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that since many people don't know that it's prohibited, so a person that does it doesn't automatically become disqualified to be an aide. The Marsham, however, that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Shal Shuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Simen Tzadik Vav. The Marsham, Echel Gimel Simen Gimel, makes a very interesting point. It really depends who you are and where you live. He says, where Rabbi Akiva Eiger lived, many people were not careful with this. So just because somebody shaves with a razor, he doesn't become possible for aides. But if you live in a place where everybody knows that somebody is possible to aidus, then somebody's not, you're not allowed to shave with a razor, then maybe that person will become disqualified. And I saw that there's a similar tshuva in the Shas Tshuvas Divrei Yoel, Chayshe Mishpat Simen Kuf Lamed Hei. He discusses a situation where there's an individual who went to non-Jewish court. And we know, Ve'elam Mishpatim HaShetosim Lefneim, and the halacha is that you're not allowed to go to non-Jewish court. And this person went to non-Jewish court. Does he now become possible to be an aide? And Rabbi Kivei and the Satra Rebbe, the Dovri Yael, says that since people aren't aware how serious of an aveira it is to go to non-Jewish court, so just because he goes to non-Jewish court doesn't disqualify him from being an aide. Again, with the same concept, he doesn't realize it's an aveira. Our Gemara introduced now the concept of loisachmoid. And the question is, when is it loisachmoid and when isn't it loisachmoid? Because, for example, let's say you have a person who has a beautiful home, and every time I go visit that home, I'm jealous of that person's beautiful home. So the question is, should I not go visit him? Particularly if I go visit him, I'm going to go learn with him and help him do mitzvahs. But on the other hand, if I am going to go to his home and be jealous of his home, maybe I'm over loisachmoid and I shouldn't do so. So he says that the halacha is of loisachmoid is only an aveira if you act on it. If I'm jealous of somebody's home, and because of that, if I go and I'll try to buy that home, and there shouldn't be, and it all emanates because I'm jealous of this person having that home. But, or therefore, if I don't act on the loisachmoid, on the jealousy, I'm not over basachmoid. There's some rishonim that say that even if I pay, as long as it's not loisachmoid. It's only loisachmoid if that loisachmoid caused me to do something wrong. And that was, for example, I was jealous, and because I was jealous, I came to steal something. But in a case where it doesn't cause me to do something wrong, there's no loisachmoid. There's another interesting question. Is there an iser loisachmoid? Is there an iser loisachmoid for Divrei Torah? Let's say I see somebody has a sefer, and I'm jealous, and I'm jealous of that. Is that considered loisachmoid? There's a machloikas ha-poiskim if that's considered loisachmoid. So the question is, normally, if we speak about an aveira, so the person could avoid doing an aveira. But loisachmoid is something that's in my mind, in my heart. How is that an aveira that I could avoid. So the Evan Ezra and Pashas Yisroi by the Seres Adibris discusses this. And I'll read the words of the Seres of the Evan Ezra. And Noshim Rabbi Yitma Azoy Semitzvah. Many people try to understand, Ech Yeh Odom Shlayach Medovi Yofa Baliboy. How is it possible if I see something beautiful I'm not interested in having? If I see it, it's natural that I'm going to want it. And how do I avoid the Aver Le Sachmet? Ulam, he says, that if a person, what is the source, he says, for people violating Le Sachmet? He says the source of violating Le Sachmet is because it's a lack of Amunah B'tochen. A person who lives with Amunah B'tochen and knows that whatever he has is because Hashem wants him to have it. And what he doesn't have is because Hashem doesn't want him to have it. That person is very easy for that person not to be oivle sachmoid. Because he knows, if I don't have it, because Hashem didn't want me to have it. So says Davin Ezra, the way to strengthen ourselves, not to be oivle sachmoid, is to strengthen ourselves in Amuna B'tochen. And one who's strong in Amuna B'tochen will not violate Le Sachmoid.